Country Club FM. Hey there, it's Almanac time, and it's kazoo time here today.
Boy.
It's the holiday kazoo, but we're not doing a holiday song. Maybe we'll do that on Friday. Today's kazoo, name that tune to start out the Almanac. Today's category is the Fab Four. The Fab Four. You say goodbye. I say hello. Hello, hello.
You know,
say goodbye and I say hello.
I think I have to have you drop the background music down a little bit. I just, they're fighting each other. We're contractually
obligated.
Oh, okay.
To have the backup music in there.
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite and requirement of the Almanac, which it's Tuesday, December 19th, 353rd day of the year, 12 days until the end of the year. 1732. You know this Ben Franklin guy. He was busy. Had a lot of irons in the fire.
Yes,
he was inventing. He was, writing stories. He was recommending the turkey be the national bird.
Uh-huh.
And on this date in 1732, Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac. He had his own almanac, but he wasn't all about himself. Benjamin Franklin was not an ego guy.
Right.
He put somebody else's name. A neighbor of his, Richard, who obviously was down and out, down in his luck.
Yeah.
Poor Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Put his name on the almanac. Huh. And gave him a penny for every one that sold.
Wow. That worked out.
He hosted multiple talk shows. Benjamin Franklin. Did you know he had his own workout video?
I did not know that. He and Jane Fonda.
You haven't seen Ben Franklin until you've seen that hair all sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
After doing some burpees.
That works.
And he had his own chain of five and dimes.
That I did know.
Yes. When we were kids, we called it the key store. Because they had that big key.
Yes, the key. Yeah.
It had Ben, and then there was a huge key, and then Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
At the Ben Franklin store in Mora, home of the Dollar Horse. 1777, General George Washington, he knew Benjamin Franklin. They knew each other. They were pals.
Mm-hmm.
They'd play around every now and then. He led his army of about 11,000 men, the Continental Army. This is the day they went to Valley Forge. That's where they camped for the winter. It was a tough winter at Valley Forge.
Sure.
And they were able to survive. Let's say if that winter was even more harsh and they don't survive, the whole Revolutionary War may have gone a different direction or may have turned in a different way.
That's true.
Still may have gained our independence, but it may have been a different story to tell. 1777, Charles Dickens wrote a little thing called A Christmas Carol. It was first published on this date in England.
Huh.
As Charles Dickens was writing A Christmas Carol, he was thinking to himself, you know what? This part would be great for George C. Scott.
Yes.
Or Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, well.
Either one of those two would have been good. 1871, corrugated paper. Where would we be without corrugated paper?
Well, we
and cardboard.
We'd have a whole lot of nothing.
Corrugated paper, patented by Albert L. Jones on this date, 1871. A lot of 17 and 1800s. The 1900s and the 2000s on this day were really quite boring, to be honest.
Yeah.
1887, a guy by the name of Jake Kilrain and Jim Smith fought in a bare-knuckle fight, 1887.
How many rounds?
106 rounds.
Ooh!
2 hours, 30 minutes. Those are short rounds.
Yeah, they are.
The fight was ruled a draw, halted due to darkness, 1887.
Those are like one-minute rounds.
I think it was actually still light out. But because they so much punching, they couldn't see. Their eyes were swollen shut.
Yeah. They thought
so
it was
darkness for them,
yeah,
but it
they
was still
it was nighttime.
It was still the light of day. You know, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the National Hockey League this year.
Really?
This is the actual birthday of the National Hockey League. If you consider the birthday of the National Hockey League, not when it was chartered or when they said, yeah, we're going to have the National Hockey League. When they actually played their first ever game.
Right.
That would be today, making its debut.
They were all Canadian teams, weren't they?
Yes, they were. The original members of the league, the Toronto Arenas, the Ottawa Senators, who we have an Ottawa Senators now, but it's a different franchise. Quebec Bulldogs. The Montreal Canadiens and the Montreal Wanderers.
Wow, the Wanderers.
The Wanderers.
They call them the Wanderers. They call them the Wanderers.
That's what they called them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dion. 1918, Robert Ripley, he's the Believe It or Not guy, started his column in the New York Globe. Now you find those museums everywhere. If you go to Branson, or if you go to any of those towns that have those little things along the, you know, it's like Branson, or there's the place in Tennessee, there's Gatlinburg, and then Wisconsin Dells like that, too. They have a Believe It or Not museum.
Yep.
1918, Ripley's Believe It or Not. 1985, Howard Cosell again said... What did he say?
Goodbye!
Said goodbye. ABC announced that it was releasing announcer Howard Cosell from all of its television commitments. They'd already taken him off of Monday Night Football, where he had said...
Goodbye!
And then they said...
Goodbye!
To him again in 1985. 5 years later, 1990, Bo Jackson of the LA Raiders became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports.
Huh. Pretty good.
He had been in the All-Star game in baseball, and then on this date, he was named to the Pro Bowl for the National Football League. He excelled in both sports.
He was a heck of an athlete.
Heck of an athlete, and had he not had that serious hip injury while running the ball for the L.A. Raiders, he could have been a Hall of Famer in one or two of those sports, I guess. That was a tragic, tragic injury for Bo. Bo knows sports. And 1998, this date...
There it is. President William Jefferson Clinton is now the second president in the history of the United States to be impeached by the House of Representatives. The members having voted on the first article declaring that the president committed perjury before a grand jury.
They would also vote yes on the obstruction of justice article for impeachment. He was acquitted, just like Andrew Johnson was.
Yep.
1998. Let's move on to birthdays now. Venus Flytrap.
Nice.
Darkness is descending and the joys of the night are many. We'll experience them all together, my children. But first, we have to unleash Les Nessman on you about a minute or so. To help you get ready for that, here's a musical poetry of Brother Kenny Loggins.
How about that for an intro? He could have worked the ramp a little bit. He didn't get right to the post.
Yeah, but he's...
So I would give him that negative feedback, but...
pretty good.
My children, I should introduce songs like that.
Yes.
Venus Flytrap. Tim Reed from WKRP in Cincinnati. Have you seen the an updated photo of the staff from WKRP?
No, I have not.
It should be AARP in Cincinnati.
Oh.
Tim Reed, 73 today. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, John McEwen is 72 today. You didn't like that because you are now eligible for AARP.
I know it.
So you didn't take that joke very well.
I didn't.
So Tim Reed is 73. John McEwen, he's one of the original members of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yep. He left the group now.
He left the group twice. He left it like at one point in time in the 90s, and he came back, and then he left again here in 2017.
Yeah, just recently.
Were there creative differences?
I think there were. Actually,
John McEwen, 72 today. He's the guy who actually taught Steve Martin to play banjo.
Oh, nice.
He didn't teach him how to put that arrow through his head.
Through his head, yeah.
That's, you know, it'd be a wild and crazy guy, but he taught him to be a banjo player, and Steve Martin does a lot of banjo playing.
Very good.
He goes around and plays bluegrass all over the country. So that's Mr. John McEwen of the Dirt Band. Happy birthday to him. He's the big 72 today.
Don't worry about
Janie Fricke, 65 today.
Don't worry about me, baby.
She had one of the best-looking female mullets of the 80s.
Mm. We had a nice visit with her earlier.
She up in Raleigh's?
Yeah.
Janie Fricke, she was a major hit maker, and if somebody wanted somebody to sing backup on a song, they usually called on Janie Fricke.
Yep.
She is 65 today. Kevin McHale, the ostrich. Hibbing native, former Golden Gopher. He had a nice little NBA career with the Bucks. Probably cut his career down a few years, just like Larry Bird.
Yep.
What did he run into? Knee problems? Larry Bird had something with his ankles. It was ankles. It was ankles.
Ankles for Kevin.
Larry Bird had the back, and Kevin McHale had ankles. And or he didn't have cankles. He had ankles. He had ankles, and he had problems with those ankles.
He still had a nice career.
Yeah, yeah. 60 for K. He was, for many years, the sixth man off the bench award winner. He was always like the sixth man, best sixth man in the NBA. Of course, coached the Timberwolves and was a general manager and did some TV stuff. And he's doing TV stuff now for TNT. Yeah. Is he not, Neil? Can you confirm that?
I think he still is. And then, you know, he left here and coached the Rockets.
Yeah. And
had some success there.
I think he's finally not getting paid by the Rockets anymore.
Yeah.
He was getting paid handsomely by the Rockets.
Yep, I think he's doing just
them.
Fine. Yeah.
Kevin McHale is 60 today. Bobby Brady.
Hey, plug that back in. It's my TV set. It's my outlet, and you want to know something else? I can't hear you through no man's land.
Well, you better listen a lot harder, because this will really interest you.
What?
The bathroom's on my side of no man's land.
Oh, boy, do I remember that episode. That's where Peter and Bobby were having a little bit of a feud, and they put the line down the middle of the room.
Oh.
And Peter had one half, and Bobby had the other. Obviously, you don't remember it, but it was one of the great episodes of all time. And, of course, as you could hear, the bathroom was on Bobby's side of the room. As Bobby would say, Mom always said, don't play ball in the house. So Mike Lookinland, he's Bobby Brady. He's 57 today.
This one time, he took us all to the symphony, my whole family. It was supposed to be this really big deal. At first, I didn't like it very much. I mean, there's nothing really to do with your feet, and there's nothing really to look at.
It's the lovely Jennifer Beals, she was dancing like she'd never danced before, just a Steel Town girl on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a welder and then became a world-class dancer in the movie Flashdance. Jennifer Beals is 54.
They don't make welders that look like that.
No, she had to be the best looking welder ever.
Right.
I mean, they were suggesting for her not to wear a mask,
right?
Which of course was not safe for her eyes.
Right.
Jennifer Beals is 54 today. After that movie came out, every girl in school then wore the Tor sweatshirt. Shoulder bare, and you tear it out. You tear out the ribbed part of it around the neck, and then it's an open neck, and it was out of control. Jennifer Beals.
It's a great look.
Is 54. She kind of patented that look. Also, happy birthday to Chris Angel, the magician.
Yep.
Chris Angel, mind freak. He is 50. He'll make something disappear. Christy Swanson from 48 Degrees today. Happy birthday to her.
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
No problem whatsoever.
Ben Stein taking roll call. That's Simone. Can you name the movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Christy Swanson, one of Ferris Bueller's classmates, trying to figure out what happened to the guy. Is he dying? Is he at the Cubs game? We don't know.
Right.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She was the movie version of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yep.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy Swanson. 48 today. Her dad was the boss.
I know I'll feel a lot better about this once I've had a great time at the beach and I have a great tan. Oh my God, a tan? He's gonna know we ditched.
Hello, you sunscreen. Now look, you go in there.
She was Samantha.
Samantha and Angela. Mona.
So Alyssa Milano, 47. She was also one of the Long Island Lolitas in the 50 TV movies made about Amy Fisher. Alyssa Milano is 45. Happy birthday to her. That was an episode that had Leah Remini on. Remember Remini, who would then go on to King of Queens.
Yep.
He's doing the Scientology thing now, debunking that. But she was on that show as a guest, a friend of Samantha Maselli, and they tried to do a spinoff of that show, Who's the Boss, with her and one of your favorites, Halle Berry.
I didn't know that.
It was Halle Berry's acting debut in a show called Living Dolls. It only lasted one season.
Okay.
But that was a spinoff of Who's the Boss. And one more birthday here, live and breathing, the actor Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, transit security.
Due to
a classified security breach, I need all of you to turn off any personal electronic devices until we pull into the station, okay? That means laptops, cell phones. Cell phone, sir? Cell phone, sir. Thank you very much.
Pager. Have you seen the movie Source Code?
I have not.
That's a good movie. It's a psychological thriller. You're going to want to see it. Since you haven't seen it, I won't give you the plot or any spoilers. But it is a psychological thriller.
Source Code?
Source Code.
Okay.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal. 37 for him today. Jarhead was another one he was in.
Oh, yeah.
In.
Yep.
And others, 37 today. It's a big 3-7.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the gone but not forgotten category. And we start with a former commissioner of Major League Baseball. He's in the Hall of Fame. You had your Kenesaw Landis, and then you had your Happy Chandler. And then you had Ford Frick, who was the third commissioner of baseball, ruled in the 50s and early to mid-60s, born in the state 1894.
He has an award named after him, the Ford Frick Award. That's for the broadcaster, like the special broadcaster award they give yearly. Herb Carneal won it in the mid-90s.
Yes, yeah, very, very true. I don't know if he's your favorite former Soviet leader, Leonid Brezhnev. He ruled the Soviet Union during the Vietnam conflict, which, you know, they were on the other side pretty much, 64 until 82, and he was born on this day, 1906. Are you familiar with our blues musician of the day, Professor Longhair? Was born on this day, 1918. Who'd you say he was related to?
Sister Goldenhair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. That would work. I don't know. He just had such a good name.
That's his sister. Or maybe
put him in there.
Maybe granddaughter, I'm not sure.
Could be born on this day, 1918. The guy who produced Get Smart, one of the great TV shows, and he did many other things. David Susskind, born on this day, 1920. Doug Harvey, he won the Norris Trophy 7 times as the league's top defenseman. This he would have played, I think, predominantly in the 40s, maybe early 50s. Doug Harvey, born on this day, 1924. Robert B. Sherman. I just saw Mary Poppins. It was on TV, not this past weekend, but a week ago. And I saw the song that he won an Oscar for, Chim Chiminy, Chim Chim Chiru. He also was a part of Jungle Book, Charlotte's Web, the Tigger movie, other things. And his name is Robert B. Sherman. He was born in this day, 1925. Pretty good football player, Hall of Famer, Bobby Lane. You probably know the name, 1926. What a great group, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes.
Maurice White there.
Deep inside. They could do ballads.
Oh, they were good.
They just didn't do funk.
Right. Great group, Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's Maurice White, who was a co-founder of that group. He was born on this day, 1941. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Zal Yanofsky with the Lovin' Spoonful.
When we've had a few more days, I wonder if I'll get to say.
That's him singing backup to John Sebastian. And on guitar. I like this riff right here. Bow, 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 bow.
The That's smooth sounds of the Lovin' Spoonful. That is 60s. That is 60s soft rock. 1944 for Zal. And one of my favorite actors and one of my favorite shows, because I read all the books as well, was Spencer for Hire. The guy who played him was Robert Urich.
Have you ever noticed? You work hard, you study, you train, and just when you're starting to think that maybe you have a fighting chance of being good at your job, the gods get larky on you. Now, it may be that whom the gods would destroy, they first...
That's him. That's Robert Urich doing his thing. He always was waxing philosophical, was
right.
he not? And quoting some of the great thinkers of our time, like Kierkegaard and Voltaire and others.
Yeah. If you've read any of the books, Spencer was a private detective in Boston and solved many a murder. Great books. Great detective books. He was also in Vegas. Was it Dan Tanna?
Yes.
Is that who he played in 19 in Vegas?
And the S was a dollar sign.
Yeah, love it. Robert Urich was born on this day, 1946. He had cancer or something that took him at a very young age.
Yes.
And then one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time with the Eagles and the Packers.
The Minister of Defense.
Minister of Defense. Reggie White was born on this day, 1961. Disease also claimed him. They're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
Staff missed one.
My pappy used to tan my hide out behind the barn.
Little Jimmy Dickens.
To be dignified, oh, yes.
I don't know how your staff overlooked Jimmy Dickens. He is little, so you look straight ahead. You don't
overlooked
see
him.
He sure did.
Nonetheless, heads will roll.
1920 for Little Jimmy Dickens. He is gone, and for some people, forgotten.
Yeah.